These recordings are produced by the American Thoracic Society. We help the world breathe. These materials are intended for informational purposes only and should be used to complement the care and education provided by your personal health care providers. This audio file goes with the ATS fact sheet on extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, or ECMO. It summarizes the highlights of the ECMO fact sheet and will only take a few minutes to listen to from start to finish. Having a serious lung problem, whether it is a loved one or yourself, isn't easy. We hope that this information is useful to you and may help you have a better understanding of ECMO and how it can help people with critical illnesses. We also encourage you to speak with a member of the healthcare team about specific questions you may have. For more information, visit www.thoracic.org/patients. Extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, or ECMO, is a life support machine that replaces the function of the heart and lungs. People who need support from an ECMO machine are cared for in a hospital's intensive care unit, or ICU. Typically, people are supported by an ECMO machine for only a few hours to days, but may require it for a few weeks, depending on how their condition progresses. ECMO does not save everyone, but it has improved survival for many critically ill people who are not responding to usual life support options. ECMO is used to help people when 1. Their lungs cannot provide enough oxygen to the body, even when given extra oxygen. 2. Their lungs cannot get rid of carbon dioxide, even with help from a mechanical ventilator. Or 3. Their heart cannot pump enough blood to the body. ECMO may also be used to support people with heart or lung disease that cannot be cured while they wait for an organ transplant, for example, new heart and/or lungs. When a person is first being connected to an ECMO machine, he or she is sedated and does not feel the tubes going into their veins and arteries. Once connected to an ECMO machine, the cannulae are not painful. People who are on an ECMO machine may be given medicines to keep them comfortable. These medicines may also make them sleepy. Some people are awake and can talk and interact with people while on an ECMO machine. In some cases, patients can exercise to help build up their strength while they are on an ECMO machine. The healthcare team always aims to avoid any complications that may occur from being on ECMO. Some of the more serious problems that may occur when a patient is on ECMO include bleeding, kidney failure, infection, leg damage, and stroke. ECMO is only a life-sustaining treatment. It does not cure or treat the disease or injury that led to heart and/or lung failure. Sometimes, patients do not get better while they are on ECMO because their disease or injury cannot be fixed. If the healthcare providers believe that the patient's disease or illness is very severe and will not get better, they will discuss this carefully with the person and family members and help to make decisions about continuing or removing the person from ECMO support.